The Pinellas Board of County Commissioners today asked the state to amend its rules on water quality standards. The County Commission unanimously approved a resolution supporting reclassification of Florida's surface water bodies. Andy Squires, Assistant Director of Environmental Management for Pinellas County, says the resolution supports the Florida Stormwater Association's petition to ask the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and the Environmental Regulation Commission to move forward with the reclassification.
There's one classification. It's called Class 3 Waters, and it's for the uses fishable and swimmable waters. And this is a classification that encompasses almost all the waters in Florida. And one of the problems is that a pristine stream in a preserve, for example, is basically, it has to adhere to the same water quality standards as a concrete-lined drainage ditch.
Surface water bodies must meet requirements of total maximum daily load of certain chemicals. Squires says the reclassification would mainly affect drainage ditches.
It requires local governments to have their waters meet water quality standards. So the real problem comes into play, especially in Pinellas County, with a lot of the drainage ditches we have. It's really the designated uses of those concrete-lined drainage ditches are not to be fishable and swimmable, yet the water quality standards, as they stand now, require that. So it would be very, very expensive to do the structural or non-structural improvements to actually get those to that kind of water quality.
Commissioner Neil Brickfield asked if this would weaken water standards, but Squires assured the commission that it would just be redefining standards to better reflect the designated uses of the water bodies.
It should not lower the existing conditions. It will not degrade existing conditions in those water bodies. It'll basically try to match the new water quality standards with the use of those systems. Right now, there's that one classification, Class 3, fishable and swimmable. They probably break that. One of the proposals is to break that into four separate classes. And the most stringent would be the pretty close to what is existing right now for Class 3. So there might be a canals, for example, would be slightly different from a concrete-lined drainage ditch, would be slightly different from a cut drainage area that's not concrete-lined. And each one of those may fall into a different classification in that scheme.
County Administrator Robert LaSala also informed the commissioners that the city of St. Petersburg has dropped its lawsuit against the county regarding funding for first responders. At first, the two sides were $18 million apart in negotiations, but LaSala says the county will pay St. Petersburg $11.9 million next year for emergency medical services, and that money will
provide the full complement of first responder services and ambulance services and medical direction, etc., with the same millage levy that was applied last year, producing considerably less cash in fiscal year 9-10, which you're about to adopt in September.
Commissioners also heard updates on beach protection efforts. Nicole Elko, the county's coastal coordinator, reported that a new effort to protect Honeymoon Island from erosion is in the works, following one that was completed in 2007.
And that was an interim project that addressed the erosional hotspot along the central portion of the island, and a structure was constructed kind of at the south end of the north parking area. This project will address the most erosional hotspot, really, in the whole county. It's worse than Upland Beach, believe it or not. It just erodes like crazy. And one of the options that we're considering in the design and permitting is actually softening the headland. We're looking at reducing some of the parking spaces and actually literally retreating a little bit and pulling the shoreline back and installing a structure so that we're not building a structure out into the Gulf of Mexico.
The commission is requesting $3.5 million from the state next year, the same amount it got this year, for federal shore protection projects. Elko says the county has already been allocated $14 million for shore protection from the federal government.
We didn't get any money for beach restoration in the stimulus program, but lo and behold, when the president's budget came out, $6 million was allocated to the Sand Key project in the president's budget. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't happened in the history of the program, as far as I know. So when you see your federal package come forward this year, you can look down the president's, on the spreadsheet, look down the president's column, and you'll see $6 million for Pinellas. Nothing for any of the other projects yet, but hopefully it's a step in the right direction.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of an aside there. The rest will come from a congressional ad, and we'll have about $14 million in federal funding to go to construction this year.
In other action on Tuesday, the commission changed its rules for public comment during meetings to allow comment on almost any subject. Previously, citizens were excluded from commenting on issues on the agenda or previously acted on by the Board of County Commissioners. Nancy Bostock requested the change last month.
I appreciate the commission being willing to make this change. It's apparently been somewhat our practice, so it's good that our rules will match our sometimes practice, and that we will open this up to all of our citizens to be able to discuss items that are on the agenda. But again, the same concern I had about the last agenda item is, I haven't read this yet.
You can find links to more information about the Pinellas County Commission on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.